And it's interesting to me that the beginning of the Bible focuses on family. Then when you get to the other books of Moses, the focus is on the country. But initially, the focus is on the family.
这对我来说感到非常有意思，就是说圣经最开始谈论的就是家庭，家庭呢，然后在其他的摩西的其他的书里，然后开始谈到国家。那么最开始谈到的是家庭。
So we're encouraged that we can study through the life of Abraham, see how he relates in a family way, in order to encourage us to be men and women of wisdom in the family.
我们感到非常受鼓励，去学习亚伯拉罕和他的家庭的这样的一个关系，这样呢也能够鼓励我们作为男性、女性的在家庭里呢扮演好我们的角色。
So let's pray and then we'll study together.
我们来祷告，然后开始。
Lord, we want to thank you that you're a good God.
主啊，我们要感谢您，您是一个良善的神。
You love us, Lord, in spite of our weakness and failure.
您爱我们，尽管我们呢就是软弱和失败。
And we marvel at that, but we certainly give you thanks for it all.
现在我们感到非常的惊奇，所以为这一切，我们向您感恩。
And Lord, we would like to respond in love and in obedience too.
主啊，我们呢也要回应爱和回应顺服。
So help us now as we study and bless those, Lord, who were with us this morning, who've gone off to various responsibilities. Bless them too.
因为全体赐福给我们，当我们开始学习的时候，也赐福给那些今天早上来的，现在呢，他们有不同的工作要去做的人，也赐福给他们。
So we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. First, sorry, Genesis chapter 17.
给大家翻到创世纪第17章。
And we're going to start our consideration today again at verse 17. We'll pick up the story in verse 15.
今天呢，我们就是说是要开始学习的是创世纪17章17节。
The question is, is Abram going to have posterity?
现在的问题是亚伯兰他会有后人吗？
And the answer is verse 15. God said to Abram, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be.
第十五节呢，神又对亚伯拉罕说，你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名字就叫撒拉。
And I will bless her, and will also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be from her.
第十六节说，我必赐福给他，也要使你从他得一个儿子。我要赐福给他，他也要做多国之母，必有百姓的众君王从他而出。
Again, the principle illustrated here is this.
再一次这样的，这里的一个原则是这样的。
If God delays in answering your prayers, is it because he doesn't like you?
所以如果神呢，他延时回应你的祷告，是不是因为他不喜欢你了？
Is it because he doesn't care?
是不是因为他也不关心这件事了？
Or is it because he has planned for you something better?
或者说呢，他有一个计划，就有更好的东西要给你呢？
Under normal circumstances, Sarah would have had a child, I don't know, 50 years earlier.
因为在正常情况下呢，撒来应该在50年前，我不是太确定，就应该有孩子了。
Why did he delay?
为什么神要延时呢？
Well, in part, so that ultimately there wouldn't be just one son from her. There would be many sons and kings. Imagine that. Kings and peoples, nations shall be from her.
所以这个呢，就是说是最终呢，他不仅仅延时以后，他不是只得到一个儿子，他有很多的后裔。这里讲到，你去想象一下，必有百姓和众君王从他而出。
So Abram's name was changed, you'll remember, from Abram to Abraham. Ham.
你们知道亚伯拉罕的名字呢改变呢，他从亚伯拉罕改变为亚伯拉罕。
And Abram means father, exalted father, but the word Abraham means father of a multitude.
亚伯兰的意思呢，就是一个精疲力竭的父亲。那么说亚伯拉罕呢，就是多国之父。
So the name change, excuse me, indicated that something great, far greater, was going to come.
他改名字的目的是这以便呢，就是说呢，有更伟大的事情要来。
Now, Sarai's name means my princess.
所以那个其实撒来的名字呢，是我的那个公主。
And I think that in those delightful conversations that Abraham had with Sarah, he would call her, "You are my princess."
所以呢，我认为呢，就是说那和那个亚伯拉罕和那个撒来之间有一个很好的交谈。他说呢，你就是我的公主。
I guess if I were to have had a wife, I wouldn't have mind calling her my princess either. I think it's a pretty good name.
因为如果呢，我想到如果我有一个妻子的话呢，我也想把她叫那个我的公主，这应该是个很好的名字。
But her name was changed from my princess to.
但她的名字呢，从我的公主改变为
princess.
所以呢，公主。
Was that better or worse?
你这是好的好点还是差点
？Abram said, "I can call you my princess."
亚伯兰是亚伯拉罕说可以叫你我的公主。
But she was to become the mother of many nations, and kings would come from her, and they would all call her princess.
所以这个呢，她将变成一个就是说多国之母，然后呢，很多的君王呢要从她出。所以很多人，全部的人都要称她为公主。
She could understand Abram calling her princess.
所以她理解亚伯拉罕为什么要叫她公主。
But imagine nations, kings looking to her and calling her princess.
你去想象一下，国家还有那些众君王把她称之为公主。
And so just as there was a great expanse prophesied when Abram's name was changed from Abram to Abraham. So there was a great expanse when Sarai's name was changed from Sarai to Sarah.
就像呢，亚伯兰的名字改到亚伯拉罕以后呢，他那个名字有个极大的扩张。那么说呢，就像撒来改变名字成为撒拉以后呢，这个意义呢也得到极大的扩张。
Verse 17. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old and shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?
于是经节说亚伯拉罕就脸伏于地发笑，心里说呢，100岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经90岁了，还能生养吗？
So, do you think it normal, expected that Abram would have laughed?
因为如果是正常的，期待亚伯拉罕会笑吗
？Yeah, I think so. Why? Why was there a laughter here? What did this laughter imply?
因为我认为呢，他不会的。那么这里发笑呢，暗示着什么呢
？Sometimes there's a laughter of humor.
有时候呢，笑是因为幽默。
Sometimes there's a laughter of disbelief.
所以呢，就是说，有时候笑呢是不尊重。
Sometimes there's even a laughter of hope.
所以有时笑呢，是因为那个希望。
I'm not sure what the laughter here is. Maybe a combination of all three.
所以我不确定这里到底是笑的是什么意思。那么也许呢，三样的都有。
But God had said it, and I think it was a laughter that basically said it's too good to be true.
因为神说呢，我认为这里的笑呢，是因为太好了，好的不真实。
And then Abram goes on and says, verse 18, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you."
18节呢，亚伯拉罕对神说，但愿以实玛利活在你面前。
Do you think that Abraham had made this prayer before?
你认为亚伯拉罕以前呢做过这样的祷告吗
？I wonder. Abraham hadn't been praying that prayer every day since before Ishmael was born.
我认为呢，亚伯拉罕呢，就是在亚以实玛利出生以后呢，他每天都这样祷告。
Had he maybe got, I was going to say forgotten, had he maybe given up hope that God would ever give him a son through Sarah?
所以他有没有就是放弃这样的希望呢？就是说是神呢，会通过撒来给他一个孩子呢？
And I think it's true. I think he gave up hope.
我认为是是的，他放弃了希望。
And so there are many things we can take away from this story. But can I remind you, don't give up hope in the promises of God.
所以这样的故事里有很多的事情我们都可以去学习去提起。那么说呢，我可以提醒一下大家，你不要对神呢失望，放弃希望。
Sometimes you might say, if God were to fulfill that promise, it would take a miracle. It's impossible.
有时候你会说呢，如果神呢，他要完成这样的应许的话呢，必须行一个神迹，那是不可能的。
And I think that's what he's saying here. He's saying, Lord, it's impossible for Sarah and I to have a child. And I think he had maybe given up hope.
所以我认为就是这样的。他说呢，主啊。对我来说呢，和撒拉来说呢，是不可能的有个孩子，所以呢，他有可能呢，放弃了这样一个希望。
Don't give up hope in the promises of God.
对神的应许，永远不要放弃希望。
So he prays the prayer for Ishmael. That's a good prayer.
所以他为那个以实玛利做了一个祷告，这是一个很好的祷告。
But verse 19, then God said, No, Sarah, your wife.No, rather, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his descendants after him.
第十九节说，神说，你妻子撒拉的的确要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我必建立与你和他的后裔所立的约，作为一个永约。
So we got a third name here, fourth name.
现在我们这里有第四个名字。
What's the name Abraham mean?
那么亚伯拉罕的名字是什么意思？
Father of a multitude.
是多国之父。
What's the name Sarah mean?
撒拉的名字是什么意思？
Princess.
公主。
What's the name Ishmael mean?
那么以实玛利的名字是什么意思？
God has heard.
神听到了。
What's the name Isaac mean?
那么以撒的名字什么意思呢？
Laughter.
就是笑。
Isn't that strange?
这个有没有奇？
God said you're going to have a son, and he laughed.
这是不是很奇怪呢？神说呢，你将会有一个儿子，他笑了。
And God says that's a good name for him. We'll call him Laughter.
神说这是个好名字，我们就叫他笑吧。
And I think Sarah and Abram laughed at the goodness of God all down through their lives with Isaac.
所以他认为亚伯拉罕和撒拉呢，就是说神在他们人生里行的那样的善事，他们都一直到以撒这里，他们就笑。
Was Abraham and Sarah, were they happy? Were they laughing?To think that God had blessed them with a son.
因为亚伯拉罕和撒拉呢，他们是不是非常高兴呢？或者是他们在欢笑，因为神赐给他们一个儿子呢？
Yes.
是的。
All right, so here's verse 20 now, and it says, As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes.And I will make him a great nation.
第二节说，至于以实玛利，我也听你看哪，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛，极其繁多。他必生12个族长，我也要使他成为大国。
So the question is, was God going to bless Isaac or Ishmael?
所以现在问题是呢，神呢，他是准备赐福给以撒呢，还是以实玛利？
And the answer is both.
答案是赐福给他们两个人。
That tells us a little bit about the heart of God, doesn't it?
你这个给我们看到一点点关于神的心，是吧？
Ishmael was in part the product of unbelief.
所以呢，以实玛利他其实从某种意义上来说呢是不信的，
But he was Abram's son.
但他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And God blessed Abram and Ishmael. In spite of that failure, God blessed him and Isaac. He blessed them both.
因为神呢，赐福给亚伯拉罕，神通过亚伯拉罕呢，赐给以实玛利，赐福给以实玛利。尽管那里有瑕疵，但是神呢，仍然赐福给以实玛利。
Keep serving God.
要一直服侍神。
And sometimes you may say, "Uh-oh, I think maybe I did that wrong."
有时候呢，你会说了，哦，我认为呢，我有可能做错了。
But keep praying.
这个一直祷告。
And say, "Lord, even if I did it wrong, I want you to bless. I want you to bless what I did right, but bless what I did wrong too, please. I'd like you to bless both."
所以你要那样去祷告，你说主啊，就算呢我做错了，我也要您呢赐福给我。我做对的时候呢，您赐福给我；我做错的时候呢，你也要赐福给我。所以我要您不管怎么样都要赐福给我。
So I think this shows the greatness of Abram, and I think it also shows the kindness of God.
所以呢，我们呢，知道了这，我想这个呢，显示出亚伯拉罕的伟大，也就是显示出神的慈爱。
But he says, verse 21, "But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year."
第21节说的，到明年这个定好的时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定立我的约。
Okay, so what's happened with this promise? He's put a time limit on the promise. He said before, you're going to have a son. This time, he says, you'll have a son by this time next year.
所以这个里面的这个应许有什么区别呢？这个应许呢，就是说是他设了一个时间限制。在以前呢，神告诉他应许，他说他要有一个儿子。但是这个应许里面说呢，你明年就会生个儿子。
Then he finished verse 22, talking with him, and God went up from Abram.
第二节说，神和亚伯拉罕说完的话，就离开他上升了。
So, God says, "Okay, Abram, I've talked to you. I'm going away now."
所以神说呢，亚伯拉罕，我跟你说完的话，所以我要走了。
What's Abram do?
那亚伯拉罕怎么做？
Says verse 23. So Abram took Ishmael his son, all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abram's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskins that very same day, as God had said to him.
第二十三节说，正当那日，亚伯拉罕照着神对他所说的，给他的儿子以实玛利和家里的一切男子，无论是在家里生的还是用钱买了的，都割了羊皮。
Is that special?
这个是很特别吗？
Yeah.
嗯。
Was the operation of circumcision, was that something that would be painless and you'd be happy to have it done?
所以割礼是什么样的一个手术呢？是那个因为你行了割礼以后，你会感到非常的舒服，你会非常高兴吗？
And the answer is no.
当然是不
是。It wouldn't be a pleasant operation and it certainly wouldn't be painless.
因为这个答案是不是的，因为这个肯定不是一个很舒服的手术，而且肯定不会不痛。
So if you were looking forward to an operation that was going to be painful, when would you like to have it done?
所以呢，就是说，如果你呢一定要有一个有手很痛苦的手术，你希望什么时候完成？
Well, I think if my doctor were to say to me, "Harold, I'm going to have to give you a very serious operation. When would you like it?"
所以呢，我认为如果我的医生说 Harold， 我要给你做一个非常的严重的手术，你想什么时候做
？And I'd probably say to him, "Well, how about 2 years from now, next January?"
我就会跟他说呢，那么两年以后的一月份怎么样
？When did Abram do it？
那亚伯拉罕是什么时候做的呢
？The same day。
就在同一天就做了。
Was Abram a special man？
那亚伯拉罕是不是个特别的人呢？
God wants it. We're going to do it now.
所以神要的，我们现在就要做。
I probably told you this story before, but there was a time in my life when there was a particular problem.
因为以前好像跟大家讲过这个故事，就是在我的人生中呢出现了一些问题。
I went to my mother and I said, I think we've got this problem. What do you think I should do about it?
我今天找我妈妈，我说妈妈，我有这样的问题，你认为我们应该怎么去应对？
She said to me, well, I think what you should do, I think you should phone this party and tell them that you're sorry and you set it all straight.
所以她说，我认为你应该做的是，你应该跟另外那一方打个电话，打个电话呢，就说是说你抱歉，你错了，应该把它纠正过来。
I said to her, well, frankly, I don't think I would like to do that. That's going to be very difficult. I know it's right, but I don't really want to do it.
我就说呢，我不认为我想做这样的事情。我知道这样做是对的，但是呢，对我来说，我感觉很不舒服，所以我不想做。
So she said, well, can you think of anything else you should do?
所以她说呢，就是说你还能做别，还有别的选择吗
？No, I said, I think you're right. I'll do it.
所以我说没有。那么说呢，我做，我去做吧。
So we had the conversation in the kitchen, and when the conversation was over, I walked off to my room.
所以呢，当时我们在厨房里谈这一谈话，然后呢，谈话结束以后呢，我就出去了，自己进到我的房间。
And she said to me, Harold, I thought you were going to do it.
所以她跟我说呢 ，Harold， 我觉得你应该做的。
I said, Oh yeah, I'll do it.
我说好，我会做的。
She said, When will you do it?
那你什么时候做？
Well, I said, I'll do it, I'll do it.
我说我会做的，会做的。
She said, When will you do it?
那他就说你什么时候做
？I said, Well, she said, Harold, do it now.
我就说哦，他说的 Harold 现在马上就做。
So I went to the telephone, and I made the call right then.
然后呢，我拿起电话，马上就打了那个电话。
I didn't want to.
我不想打。
I maybe even was wondering if I delayed it long enough, I might forget to do it.
我就想呢，如果呢我延迟的时间足够长，我可能都会把这个事情给忘了。
Maybe I won't have to do it.
所以呢，也许我没必要那么做。
She said, "Harold, do it now."
他说呢 ，Harold， 现在马上就做。
Abram said, "I'm going to do it." Now,
亚伯拉罕说呢，我现在马上就做。
So they had a son whose name was Ishmael. He was 13 years old. Abram went to him and said, Ishmael, we're going to be circumcised right now.
所以呢，就是说呢，他有一个儿子叫以实玛利。以实玛利当时呢，13岁，他就跟他的儿子说呢，以实玛利，现在我们要行割礼了。
So Ishmael ran into his room and screamed.
因为那个以实玛利呢，逃到他的房间里尖叫。
He said, "I don't want to do that."
我不想做。
That's not what happened. Ishmael said, "Yes, Dad."
所以那样的事情并没有发生。以实玛利说，好吧，爸爸，我们做。
And he went to all who were born in his house. That would mean he had a lot of servants, and the servants had children.And all the male children said, we'll be circumcised too.
所以呢，他呢，就是说他家里生的，这意味着呢，就是说是他有很多的仆人，仆人他们生了孩子，生了后代以后呢，他说所有的男孩呢，现在都要行割礼。
What would happen if that happened today?
如果就是今天发生那样的事情会怎么样？
They'd say, we've got to check with the union.
但是我们会告诉工会的。
Okay, no way we're going to say yes to a thing like that.
所以呢，我们不会对同意做这样的事情的。
And it says every male among the men of Abram's house were circumcised that very day, as God had said to Abraham.
所以这里讲到的就是在家里亚伯拉罕家里的所有的男丁在那一天神说告诉亚伯拉罕要行割礼的当天都行了割礼。
They could have said, If God wanted me to do it, he would have spoken to me. Why did he just speak to you? I think God did it wrong.
所以他们也可能说呢，如果神要我们做的话，为什么不直接跟我们说呢？要跟你说呢？我认为那神呢，我认为你传错了。
How many excuses are there for disobeying God?
所以呢，如果背逆神，有多少个借口呢？
Answer: There's no limit.
答案是无限个借口。
Somebody can always think of another excuse for not disobeying God, for not obeying God.
有些人呢，总能想出一个借口，去背逆神。
Abram was a great man.
亚伯拉罕是一个伟大的人。
Abram's staff respected him to the point where they were willing to obey him even in this very peculiar requirement.
所以亚伯拉罕的那些雇员，他们呢极其尊重亚伯拉罕，他们愿意去顺服亚伯拉罕，就算在这个非常特别的这样的一个要求的情况下，他们也愿意顺服。
Do you think Abram was a good boss?
你认为亚伯拉罕是个好的老板吗？
Yeah.
是。
Some of you are like me. You worked for many people in your life. Some bosses were good, and other bosses were not quite so good.
所以你们中间有些人如果像我一样呢，一生中呢为很多老板工作过，那么有些老板呢是非常好的老板，有些老板却是坏老板。
Abram was a good boss.
亚伯拉罕是个好老板。
Well, good for him.
所以对他来说很棒。
So, verse 24.
第二十四节。
Abram was, excuse me, Abram was 99 years old when he was circumcised.In the flesh of his foreskin.
所以亚伯拉罕割羊皮的时候九十九岁。
And Ishmael was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin.
所以他儿子以实玛利割羊皮的时候十三岁。
That very same day, Abram was circumcised and his son Ishmael.
所以呢，在同样的一天，亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以实玛利都受了割礼。
Was God impressed?With the fact that Abram said, I will be circumcised today.
所以呢，当亚伯拉罕说呢，我今天就要受割礼的时候，神对他印象深刻吗？
At the end of verse 23, that very same day.
所以在那个第二十三节的后面说是同样的一日。
At the beginning of verse 26, that very same day.
所以在第二十六节开始的时候，正当那日。
Do you think that God is going to be impressed with you and me when we are swift to obey Him?
所以呢，你认为呢，神呢，会对你我印象深刻，我们很快的就顺服吗
？I know I should serve the Lord. I'm going to do it today.
我知道我应该服侍主，那么今天开始我就要做。
I know it's important. I will do it right now.
我知道那是非常重要的，现在马上我就做。
Verse 27, all the men of his house, born in the house, or bought with his money from strangers, they all were circumcised with him.
第二十七节说，家里所有的人，无论是在家里生的，是用钱向外人买的，也都与他一同受了割礼。
Good man, Abram.
亚伯拉罕，你是个很棒的人。
All right, now a new story.
现在我们有一个新的故事了。
Probably just a short time after, maybe even just a few days later.
所以有可能就是很短的时间之后，可能是几天之后。
Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre, or the oaks of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day.
所以创世纪第十八章第一节说呢，耶和华在曼密平原向亚伯拉罕显现，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口。
So I assume Abram got up early in the morning.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他早上一起来。
And got his staff all organized to do the works of the day.
他把所有的东西都准备好，要做今天的工作的时候。
And of course, Abram was a bit of an old man now. He was just about 100 years old.
当时亚伯拉罕呢，现在是个上年纪的人，大概100岁了。
And so in the middle of the day, when the sun was very, very hot in the Middle East, He was sitting in his tent or in the shade, enjoying a little bit of rest.
因为在中午的时候，那个时候天气是非常热的。那个时候呢，他中午呢就坐在那个他的帐篷的那个荫下，然后呢稍微休息一下。So
he lifted up his eyes, verse 2, and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground.
第二节是举目观看，见有三个人站在他旁边，他看见他们就从帐篷门口跑出去迎接他们，俯伏在地。Now
these men were not just walking down the street in front of his house.
这些人并不是说在他门口街上走路的人。They
were walking toward him. It was obvious to him that they were coming to see him specifically. They had a purpose.
所以这些人朝着他的帐篷走，这个很明显呢，他们是来找他呢，是有事情的。So
verse 3 says, he said to them, my lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by on your servant. please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree.
第三节说，说我主，现在我若在你跟前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，求你们容我拿点水来，给你们洗洗脚，在树下休息。Did
he know who those were? These men were?
他知道这些人是谁吗？
I don't think so.
我不认为是的。
I think Aaron, Abraham was what we would call a very hospitable man.
所以呢，我认为亚伯拉罕呢，是我认为呢是一个非常好客的人。Frankly,
I think if you'd asked the neighbors, they would have said Abram's a very nice man.
所以我认为，你去问他的邻居们，他们邻居会说呢，亚伯拉罕是个好人。And
I think he would have treated almost anybody who came to see him with the same kindness.
因为呢，我认为呢，他会对待每一个来到他这里的人呢，用这样同样的这样的个善意去迎接他们。A
little water to wash the feet and a place to sit down and rest.
所以呢，一点点水洗脚，然后呢，一个地方休息。And
verse 5, I will bring a little morsel of bread that you may refresh your hearts. After that, you may pass by inasmuch as you have come to your servant. And they said, do as you have said.
第五节说呢，我再拿一点饼来，使你们的心得安慰，然后往前去，你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。他们说，就照你说的行吧。So,
I think he was a nice neighbor.
我认为他是一个好邻居。So
they said, yes, you go ahead.
他们说呢，好，你这么做。So
Abram hastened into the tent. And said to Sarah, make ready three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes.
所以第六节，亚伯拉罕急忙进帐篷，见桑拉说：“你速速拿三细亚细面揉了，在炉上做饼。”And
she said to him, I can't do that, Abram. I got plans for this afternoon.
所以呢，他说呢，他可以说呢，就是说亚伯拉罕，我今天下午有别的事要做，我做不了这个事儿。She
didn't say that, did she?
他并没有那么说，是不是？
She said, yes, I'll do that.
他说是，我就会去做。So
anyway, I keep telling you stories, but I did phone a friend of mine from a long way away one day.
因为我一直呢，再次跟你们大家讲故事。有一天呢，我就跟一个很久没见面的朋友打电话。And
I spoke to him.
我就跟他说。
And I heard a voice in the background.
所以我听到那个背景里有个声音。
And the voice said, doesn't he know it's supper time?
那个声音说呢，他知道我们在吃晚饭吗？
And I thought, oh dear, I never should have phoned at this time.
所以我说，哎呀，我就永远不应该在这个时候打电话给他。
Sarah didn't say that.
萨拉并没有那么说。
Good for you, Sarah.
当然你很棒。
Did Sarah know that it was God who was at the door?
萨拉知道是神站在他门口吗？
No.
不知道。
She said, three measures of meal. I'll make some cakes. You carry on, Abram.
他说三亚是亚的面，我会做一个饼的。
So Abram ran to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it.
第七节，亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里面，牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来，交给一个年轻人，他们急忙预备好。Did
he say, "I can't do that"? That's not in my job description.
所以呢，他们有没有说呢？我不能这么做，我的工作范围不包括这个。You
got to check with the union, see whether I can do that.
你跟工会谈谈，看我能不能应不应该做这个。Okay.
I marvel. This was a nice. If you had to get a job, would you like to work for Abram?
我呢感到引起这是非常好的。如果你想找一份工作，你想为亚伯拉罕工作吗？
And he's a nice man, and he's a good man, and his servants, they all liked him.
他是个好人，他是一个很好的人，他的那些仆人都喜欢他。
All right, verse 8. So he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they ate.
第八节是亚伯拉罕也取了奶油奶，并预备好的牛犊奶，摆在他们面前，自己在树下站着旁边，他们就都吃了。Is
that the way we usually do it?
这是我们经常会做的吗？
How do we usually do it?
我们怎么会做这样的事情呢？
So anyway, one day, I was a long way away from here, and I was invited after a church service Sunday morning. I was invited to go home to home to have lunch with some of the Christians.
所以呢，有一天呢，我在就是离这里很远的地方，我在星期天早晨的服饰里面，那就是服饰完了以后呢，一个人呢就邀请我到他家去吃午餐。After
we got home in a few minutes, the lady of the house said, "Come on into the dining room. We're ready for lunch."
因为我们到达那个人家以后呢，就是家里准备那个晚餐的，准备午餐的人说呢，来到那个就是饭厅，我们来吃午饭。And
we went in and sat down, and it was a very nice lunch that they had prepared for us.
因为我们就坐进去了，坐下以后呢，是非常美味的一餐中午。And
the lady who had prepared the lunch stood behind us the whole time.
所以呢，那个就是说是为我们准备午餐那个女士呢，在我们吃饭的时候站在我们后面全程。And
I said to her, "This is a very nice lunch. Sit down with us, and you can enjoy the meal."
我说这个午餐是很丰盛的一餐午餐，坐下来跟我们一起吃。She
was actually from another country, and she basically said, "No, you are my guests." And I am not going to eat with you. I am here to serve you.
因为他实际上是从另外一个国家来的。他说呢，不，你是我的客人，你到我家来吃午餐，我的工作是服侍你们吃午餐。Well,
frankly, I was very embarrassed.
坦率说，我很尴尬。I'd
never seen anything quite like that before.
我以前从来没有见过这样的事情。
I imagine that after I went home, she had a good meal.
所以呢，我就想象一下，就是我回家以后，她会吃个好的午餐。But
I was highly honored.
但是我呢，受到极大的尊重。Now,
this is the way Abram entertained these three guests. We still haven't been told precisely who they are.
这就是亚伯拉罕招待这三个客人的方式，在这里呢，仍然没有告诉我们这三个人是谁。So
the question is, what did they eat?
现在问题是他们在吃什么？Well,
they had butter and milk and meat and bread.
他们有奶油、奶、肉和那个面包。What
would you call that today?
今天你把这只称之为什么？
You'd call it a roast beef sandwich and a glass of milk.
所以你把它称之为就是烤牛肉的三明治和一杯牛奶。So
I thought to myself, that would be a good lunch.
我对自己说呢，这个是很好的午餐。
So for many years, I used to work in a company, and they often required that I go out to lunch for various business activities. I often ate lunch at the expense of the company.
现在就是很久以前，我跟一个公司工作，他们通常呢，就是说在中午的时候呢，就是说在不同的场合会邀请我出去吃午餐，公司会付费。
And so I said, I'm going to be like Abraham's guests. So I said, I would like a roast beef sandwich and milk, please.
所以呢，我说呢，我要像亚伯拉罕的客人那样，我要一个烤牛肉三明治和一杯牛奶。
I figured that's a good lunch for God. It'd probably be a good lunch for Harold. So you better do that. You have that for lunch, Harold.
我说这样的美食是给神吃的，所以呢，对我来说，哈尔滨，你最好也吃这样的，对你来说也是有好处的。
So if you were to go to Israel today and you were to walk into a lunch in Jerusalem, for lunch in Jerusalem, and you would say to them, I'd like a roast beef sandwich and milk, please.
所以，如果你今天去了以色列，你在耶路撒冷的一家餐馆里说呢，你说我想要那个烤牛肉，三明治，还一杯牛奶，
What would they say to you?
他们会怎么对你说？
He said, You can't have that.
他们说，你不能吃那个。
He said, Don't you know we've got two restaurants in this building? One is for meat products and the other is for milk products.
那你知道我们这个餐厅有两个厨房，你知道吗？一个厨房专门做肉，一个厨房专门做牛奶的。
If you want to eat meat, you come here.
如果你想要吃肉，你到这边来。
If you want butter and milk, you go there.
如果你想奶油和牛奶，你去那边。
But you can't put the two together.
那你不能把两个一起吃。
That's what Israel is like today.
这就是今天的以色列人他们所做的。
Why?
为什么？
Because they found a verse in the Bible that says you're not to cook a mother's, sorry, meat, you're not to cook meat in the mother's milk.
所以呢，因为他们在圣经里找到一些经文，说你不能用母亲的奶煮肉。
So, was Abram sinning when he fed God and his servants a roast beef sandwich and milk? Was that a sin?
所以呢，亚伯拉罕他呢，就是向神供应这个，就是烤牛肉三明治和牛奶和他的仆人，他这个时候他犯的罪吗？
No, where is the sin?
没有，那罪是在哪里？
The sin is in Israel, who says, we've taken a little verse over here out of context in the Bible. And we're applying it to everybody over here, and this now has become our religion.
所以当今以色列人罪呢，他说呢，我们从圣经里找一个特别的经文，然后不管上下文的关系，然后把这个经文用到所有的以色列人身上，这是让他们变成一个宗教。
And Israel has made a religion out of a minuscule item that they've taken out of context, and they've forgotten the weightier things of the law.
所以这个里面呢，就是以色列人当今呢，他们把圣经里的特别的一些经文拿出来，然后不管上下文的关系，然后他们把这些经文呢，就做成了他们宗教的律法。
Would you remember religion is often very, very foolish? The Bible is good and right.
你有没有知道呢？就是说，那宗教是非常非常愚蠢的，但是呢，圣经是好的，也是对的。
So next time you go to a restaurant and you can't decide what to eat, order a roast beef sandwich and milk.
下一次你去餐馆吃饭的时候，那你不知道该吃什么，你就是点一个牛肉三明治，再加上一杯牛奶。
So here's the conversation now, verse 9.
所以第九节这是他们的谈话。
Then these three men said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife?
然后这三个人对他说呢，你的妻子撒拉在哪里？
And Abram said, She's in the tent.
亚伯拉罕说看了，她在帐篷里。
And frankly, probably pretty hot.
所以呢，坦率说可能很热。
And so, verse 10, he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son.
你这个第十节说呢，他说照着生命的时间，我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。
And Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him.
所以撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。
Would you remember that?
你有没有记得？
Oftentimes, when you've got a conversation, somebody is listening.
所以通常呢，当你聊天的时候，有人在旁听。
And you say, "Oh, did she hear that?"
You go, "Oh, 他听到我们说什么了。
Don't do that. Remember, Jesus is always listening.
不要那么做，你要记得主耶稣基督总是在听的。
And Sarah, verse 10, Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Sarah, Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age. Sarah had passed the age of childbearing.
在这个里面呢，就是说是第十节说呢，撒拉在那人后面的帐篷听见这也听这话，亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已经断绝了。
Then Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also?"
所以第十二节，因此撒拉心里暗笑说：“我已经如此衰老，我主也老迈，怎能有这样的喜事呢？”
So.Sarah's in the tent, laughing on the inside.
所以呢，撒拉她在帐篷里，在里面偷笑。
I don't know if you'd looked her in the eye, you could have told she was laughing.
所以呢，如果你看到她的眼睛的话，你就知道她在笑。
Okay, but she was laughing.
但是她在笑。
Verse 12 says, "Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying." After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I surely bear a child since I am old?
第十二节是因此撒拉心里暗笑说：“我已如此衰老，我主也老迈，怎能有这样事？”第十三节是耶和华的亚伯拉罕说：“那撒拉为什么笑？我说，说我既已年老，果能生养吗？”
How did he know that Sarah had laughed?
他们怎么知道撒拉在暗笑呢
？Sarah was in the tent behind him.
撒拉在他们后面的一个帐篷里。
And she was in the tent.
她呢也在帐篷里。
Had the Lord seen Sarah?
那主看到了撒拉了吗
？No. If he saw her, would he know she was laughing?
所以呢没有。那如果看到她，他知道她在笑吗
？No.
也不会。
How did he know?
他怎么知道呢
？He's the Lord.
他是主。
The Lord knows everything.
主知道一切。
Absolutely wonderful.
绝对奇妙的。
Verse 14. This is his response. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
所以呢，就是第十四节，这是他们的回应，就是耶和华岂有难成的事吗
？Do you remember that? Nothing is too hard.For the Lord.
所以你要记住这一点，对耶和华来说呢，没有难成的事。
We can't tell the Lord what to do.
我们不能告诉主怎么该怎么。
But we can pray.
我们不能告诉主该怎么做，但是我们可以祷告。
And we can say, Lord, it looks like my circumstances are impossible.
所以我们会说呢，祷告说呢，主啊，看到我的情况似乎是不可能的。
But I want to do what you want done. I will do it your way.
因为我，但是呢，我想要啊，你想要在我身上完成事情，我要照着您的方式去做。
So when you pray, just remember this little line: Is anything too hard for the Lord?
当你祷告的时候呢，我要你们大家都记住这一句话：耶和华岂有难成的事吗
？He says, "At the time appointed." I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
所以他说呢，到了所定的日期，照着生命的时间，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
Now I don't know much about having children.
所以我对那个生孩子了解的不多。
But I know this much.
但是我知道足够的这一点。
The children don't come because the father or the mother. Choose to have the child.
所以呢，孩子不会生出来，除非呢，父母选择要生孩子。
And they don't say, I want a son and I want him to be born next June.
他们并不会说呢，我想要一个儿子，我想要他明年6月份出生。
This verse says, I will
Excuse
come
me, please.
and you will have a son.
你这几经文说，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
And so I think that if I were to be married and have a prospective son or daughter, I would probably pray, Lord, would you please come and determine the time and the place for us to have a child?
所以我认为，如果我结婚了，我想要孩子的话呢，我就会祷告说：“主啊，求您呢，决定我们什么时候在哪里会生一个儿子。
So I think it's a wonderful line. It says, I will return to you and you shall have a son.
所以我认为这是一个非常的奇妙的一句话，说呢，我必回到你这里，你必生一个儿子。
Hallelujah, that's what life's supposed to be like, isn't it?
Hallelujah, 这就是人生应该有的样子，是不是？
All right, so, verse 15 says, Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And the Lord said, No, but you did laugh.
其实我已经撒了，就害怕，不承认，说我没有笑。但主说呢，不，你实在在笑。
Should she have laughed?
所以她应不应该笑呢
？Probably not.
应该不会。
Would have been better if she'd believed.
她不应该笑，最好呢，她相信。
Should she have said, No, I didn't laugh when she did laugh?
所以呢，就是说是她应不应该说呢，我没有笑，其实她笑了呢
？No.
不应该。
Did the Lord say, if you hadn't laughed, you could have had a son, but because you did laugh, no, not going to give you a son.
女主说呢，你本来不应该笑，如果你笑了，我不会给你一个儿子，不，我不会再给你一个儿子。
And the Lord didn't punish her. She should have believed. She shouldn't have laughed. But the Lord gave her a son, and she called him Isaac, and his name is Laughter. And I think she... As the child grew, I think she continually remembered that before he was born, she laughed.
你这个里面呢，就是说是主呢，并没有因此而惩罚他。他本来不应该去笑，应该去相信。但是呢，他呢，就是主还是让他赐给他一个儿子，他把他起名字叫以撒。我认为说呢，当以撒成长的过程中呢，撒拉他一直会记得他当时呢在笑，他本来应该相信。
All right, so now verse 15. Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom.And Abram went with them to send them on the way.
第十六节说，三人就从那里起行，向索多玛观看。亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。
And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abram what I am doing?
第十七节，耶和华说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢
？So the Lord said to Abram, Abram, I'm going to give you a son.And Abram says, that's absolutely marvelous.
女主跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，我要赐你个儿子。亚伯拉罕说，这是绝对神奇的。
And then the Lord says to him, now, I think I'm going to tell Abram what I'm going to do.
然后主对亚伯拉罕说，我认为呢，我要告诉亚伯拉罕我将要做什么。
Now, there's a marvelous parallel here for us.
其实你对我们来说一个非常的奇妙的类似的。
And that parallel goes like this. It says, God wants to do good things for you and me.
所以这个类似的情况是呢，神呢要在你我身上行善功。
And we get all excited about that.
我们所有人感到非常兴奋。
And then he says, but I'm also going to tell you what I'm going to do for other people.
所以呢，然后呢，他说呢，我同样要告诉你，我要在其他的人身上做什么。
Who knows more about what's happening in the world today than the Christians?
所以，谁对当今的世界知道的更多，超过基督徒？
And the answer is nobody. God knows.
所以答案是没有人，神，因为神知道一切。
And God has told us that He's going to tell His people what He's going to do.
所以呢，神内已告诉我们，他会告诉他的子民，他将要做什么。
And so there's a verse in Scripture that says that the Lord will do nothing without telling His prophets ahead of time.
因为就是圣经里讲的说，那神呢不会做任何，就是说他的先知以前没有讲预言过的事情。
So if you were to be the president of the United States,
如果你是美国的总统，
who would you hire as your advisors?
所以你会雇佣谁做你的顾问呢？
Well, you'd hire the Christians, wouldn't you?
你会雇佣基督徒是不
They
是？
know what's going on in the world.
他们知道世界上要发生什么。
Okay, and if you couldn't find any, if I were president of the United States, I'd get a hold of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And I'd say to them, listen, you guys know what's going to happen. Send us a couple of advisors. We need wisdom in America.
是不是呢？我认为，如果我是美国总统，我会联系第十六届福音教会。我说，那我们现在要决定一些什么事情？你们知道世界上要发生什么，所以你派几个人过来给我们做顾问。
All right, so he's going to tell them now what he's going to do.
你现在呢，主要告诉亚伯拉罕他准备做什么？
Verse number 18, since Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
就是第十八节说，亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。
And he says, verse 19, I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him.
第十九节说，我认识他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的全家遵守耶和华的道路，行公义和审判，使耶和华所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
What was the plan of God for Abraham?
所以呢，神对亚伯拉罕的计划是什么？
Well, we've read many of the details of that plan.
所以我们读到很多关于那个计划的细节。
How is the Lord going to fulfill it in Abram's children?
所以神怎么样在亚伯拉罕的后人中间实现呢？
Answer, verse 19, He will command His children after Him.
所以呢，就是说是第十九节说呢，在他之后，他要就是告诉他的众子。
Has God got plans for you and your posterity?
所以呢，神呢也告诉你他的计划和你的后人了吗？
How are you going to guarantee that the plans for your posterity are carried out?
所以他怎么能够保证呢？就是说对你的后人的这样的计划会继续呢？
You're going to command your posterity after you. And you're going to say to them, you must obey the Lord because you must get the blessing of the Lord.
所以你要吩咐你的后裔说呢，你们必须遵守耶和华的道，因为呢，就是说耶和华会赐福给你们的。
So, why at 16th do we tell the people in the congregation what to do?
所以为什么我们在第十六节福音教会，我们要告诉会众，应该做什么呢？
So that the blessing of God can go to the next generation.
所以呢，神的赐福呢会延续到下一代。
When I was a little boy running around this chapel, people used to come to me and they would say, Harold, you must do this.
因为当我还是个小男孩的时候，在这个教会的到处跑的时候呢，有人来跟我说， Harold, 你必须做这些。
And sometimes they would encourage me.
有时候呢，他们会鼓励我。
And sometimes they would rebuke me.
他们有时候会责备我。
And why did they do it?
他们为什么要那么做呢？
In order that I might continue the blessing of God to the next generation.
以便呢，神的赐福呢，就是可以通过我延续到下一代上去。
And so Abram had a special kind of a household.
所以呢，就是亚伯拉罕有一个非常特别的那样的一个家庭。
Why, when he said to his household, "You have to be circumcised this afternoon," why did they obey him?
所以当他对他的整个的家庭的人说呢，你们今天下午必须做那个行割礼的时候，他们为什么会顺服他呢？
Because that's the kind of boss he was. He taught them how to obey him, kindly, friendly, lovingly. But he said, "If you're going to work for me, you've got to do what I have asked you to do."
所以，因为他是就是那一个类型，他训练他的人呢，就是那些的老板，他训练他们就是顺服，就是说他以一种非常有爱的一种非常友好的方式去告诉他们，就是如果你想为我工作的话呢，那你必须照着我说的去做。
So many great things about the character of the Lord of Abram.
所以呢，在亚伯拉罕的品格里面有很多伟大的东西。
And those great things included the fact that he commanded his children to do what God wanted done.
所以这个里面呢，就是那里面的就是一些伟大的事情呢，就是包括当那个亚伯拉罕呢，他吩咐他的人就是要去做神要在他们身上完成的事情。
And so verse 20 says, "And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know."
20节、21节、20节说，耶和华说，索多玛和蛾摩拉的罪恶甚重，声闻于我，我现在要下去要看他们所行的，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若不然，我也必知道。
So he's going to go to Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以神要下到索多玛和蛾摩拉那里去。
And we know the rest of the story that he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们知道这些故事的其余的部分，他要摧毁索多玛和
But
蛾摩
he
拉。
said, "I'm going to tell Abram what I'm going to do."
但他就说呢，我要告诉亚伯拉罕，我将要做什么。
And apparently, it says there was an outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah that had come to him.
所以呢，就是说是这里非常明显，他说关于索多玛和蛾摩拉的一些声音呢，传到拉到的我的耳中。
There were some who had prayed to him against the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah.
就是有人向神祷告了，就是说针对那个索多玛和蛾摩拉所犯的罪。
Who might that have been?
那么那些人应该是谁呢？
Well, I would think it would be quite a few who lived in other cities.
所以我认为呢，就是有可能在其他的城市住在的很多
They
人。
looked at Sodom and Gomorrah and they said, that's a bad place. I don't want to go there. Lord, could you do something? That's a bad place.
因为他们就是说呢，索多玛和蛾摩拉呢，他们那里的事情呢很糟，他们在干坏事，所以呢，主呢，您呢会对那个城市做点什么？
I told you before that there was a very important conference many years ago that many of my associates were going to. It was a conference in Las Vegas.
因为我跟大家以前讲过，就是很多年前呢，我去参加一个会议，这个会议呢，我们中间很多人呢都要去，这是一个重要的会议，在拉斯维加斯。
I said, "Lord, I don't want to go to a conference in Las Vegas."
所以呢，我说主啊，我不想去拉斯维加斯参加一个会议。
I've never been to the state of Nevada, let alone Las Vegas.
所以呢，我从来没去过内华达州，更不用说去拉斯维加斯了。
I don't want to go there. It's a bad place.
我不想去那里，那是个坏的地方。
So I prayed to the Lord and I said, "Lord, would you please allow me not to go to that conference?"
所以我就对主祷告说："主啊，求您呢允许我不去参加那个会议。"
Many of my associates went to the conference.
所以我的很多同事呢去了那个会议。
And they came back and they told me two stories.
他们回来时候告诉我两个故事。
One was it was a good conference.
第一个呢是一个很好的会议。
And number two, it was a bad place.
第二个呢是一个罪恶的地方。
So my boss said to me, why didn't you go?
对吧，老板说你为什么不去了？
And he said, I said to him, because you didn't invite me to go.
我就说呢，因为你没有邀请我去。
And he said, why didn't I invite you to go?
他说呢，我为什么没有邀请你去了？
And I said, because I prayed that you wouldn't invite me to go.
我说因为我祷告了，祷告了说你不会邀请我去。
I think there are a lot of people praying against Sodom and Gomorrah who weren't in Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以呢，我认为呢，很多人呢在为那个索多玛、俄罗马、俄门拉，就是针对他们的罪祷告。
And Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah. I think he was praying too.
我认为挪德呢，他在索多玛和俄门拉，他也在祷告。
All right. So, verse 22, the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom, but Abram stood before the Lord.
第22节，二人转身离开那里，向索多玛去，但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在耶和华面前。
So the two angels had gone.
那两个天使走了。And
the Lord was there talking to Abraham.
那主在那里跟亚伯拉罕谈话。
And verse 23 says, and Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked?
所以第23节亚伯拉罕进来说，你要把义人与恶人一同毁灭吗？
Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteousness that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing as this. To slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you, shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
第二是，四节说，假若那城里有50个义人，你还要毁灭那个地方吗？不为城里这50个义人饶恕这地方吗？将义人与恶人同杀，将义人。 将义人与恶人一样看待，这绝不是你所行的审判全地的主，难道不行公义吗？
So what do you think when you read that?
所以你读这个以后，你在想什么？
Well, you probably say, good man, Abram.
你会说呢，亚伯拉罕是个好人。
Abram knew God pretty well, didn't he?
那个亚伯拉罕很懂神，是不是？
He said, I know God. God's not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked. One thing to get rid of the wicked, but you wouldn't destroy the righteous with the wicked.
但是我懂神，他呢不可能就是将义人和恶人一同剿灭。他当然会剿灭那些恶人，但是肯定他不会同时剿灭义人。Do
you think Abram had a good memory?
你认为亚伯拉罕的记忆很好吗？
Do you think Abram knew the parts of the book of Genesis that were before him?
你认为亚伯拉罕呢，那知道呢，就是说是。 在那个创世纪之前的那些部分吗？
Do you think Abraham might have thought, God didn't destroy the righteous in the days of Noah. He spared Noah and his wife and their sons and their wives. He didn't destroy them all. He saved eight.
所以呢，你认为呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他就说呢，神呢，在那个时候并没有毁剿灭罪人，在挪亚那个时代。 他呢饶了挪亚和他的三个儿子和三个儿媳的命。I
think he said, God hasn't changed. God's not going to destroy the righteous and the wicked. If he destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, he can do that, but he's not going to destroy the righteous who are there.
因为我认为呢，他认为呢，神呢还是同样一位神，还没有变。如果他呢准备要摧毁索多玛和俄摩拉的话呢，他不会连义人和恶人一起给剿灭。And
now the end of verse 25 says, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?"
所以在第25节的结尾说，审判全地的主难道不行公义吗？
You can underline that line.
你可以把这一画个重点吧，这句话。The
judge of all the earth is going to do right.
所以审判全地的主会行公义的。Nobody
on judgment day will be able to say to God, "You made a big mistake."
没有任何人可以在审判日的时候对神说呢，你犯了一个大错。
And so the Lord said, verse 26, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes.
所以耶和华说，我若在所多玛城里见到50个义人，我就为他们的缘故饶恕那地方。
Now, what we're getting now is a prayer of Abram. This is how Abram prayed.
这里我们要得到的是亚伯拉罕的祷告，这就是亚伯拉罕怎样去祷告的。
Verse 27, then Abram answered and said, indeed now, I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord.
第二句就是亚伯拉罕回答说，看哪，现在我虽然是尘土，还敢对主说话。
Is that a humble confession?
这是一个就是谦卑的承认吗？
Is that the way you and I should pray?
这是我们应该祷告的方式吗？
Do we have any claim on God?
我们对神有没有要求呢？
Verse 28, suppose there were 5 less than 50 righteous. Would you destroy all of the city for lack of 5? He said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it.
第二个问题是，假如这50个义人少了5个，你就因为少了5个毁灭全城吗？他说，我在那里若见有45个，也不毁灭他。Then
he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose there should be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for the sake of 40.
第这个第二十九节继续说，亚伯拉罕又对他说，假如在那里见到40个怎么样呢？他说，为这40个的缘故，我也不做这事儿。
And he said, verse 30, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 30.
第三十节说，亚伯拉罕求主不要动怒，容我说，假如在那里见到有30个怎么样呢？他说，我在那里若见有30个，我必不做这事儿。
Then he said, indeed now, I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there.
然后第31节说呢，亚伯拉罕说，看哪，现在我还敢对主说话，假如在那里见有20个怎么样呢？
He says, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20.
他说呢，为了这20个的缘故，我必不毁灭他。
And he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, but once more, suppose 10 should be found there.
第32节继续，亚伯拉罕说，求主不要动怒，我再说这一次，假如在那里见到10个呢？
And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10.
他说呢，为这10个缘故，我必不毁灭他。
So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abram, and Abram returned to his place.
第33节说，耶和华与亚伯拉罕说完了，话就走了，亚伯拉罕也回到了自己的地方去了。
So what do you think of Abram? You say, good man, Abram.
你怎么去看亚伯拉罕？你说亚伯拉罕，你是个好人。Who's
praying for Vancouver?
谁为温哥华祷告？
Well, probably you and I should be praying for Vancouver, shouldn't we?
有可能你我要为温哥华祷告，是不是呢？
Is Vancouver a wicked city?
温哥华是不是个邪恶的城市？
Is it somewhat similar to Sodom and Gomorrah?
它的某些方面是不是类似于索多玛和蛾摩拉呢？
Should we be praying for Vancouver?
我们是不是应该为温哥华祷告呢？
And you look back and so on. I can remember, and Norma can remember, we used to live up on the hill up behind us here.
因为我们回顾过去，你们大家可能不知道，但是他们曾经住在那个山的上面。We
used to look out the window in our house, and we could actually see 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel building there and the houses all around it.
所以我们通常都从我们家的窗户看出去，通常呢，我们看到能看到第16节福音教堂和周围的一些建筑。And
we did that. What do you think we did when we saw that?
因为我们就是你认为我们看到了这个的时候，我们在做什么？
We prayed for 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and all the houses in the valley around, and we said, Lord, would you save those people in that valley?
所以我们为第16节福音教会祷告和在这个山谷里所有的房子里面的人祷告。我们说主呢，求您的拯救那些这个在这个山谷里的人。
And what do you think the Lord did?
你认为主做了什么？
We saved many people in that valley.
他呢，就是拯救了很多在这个峡谷里的人。
Okay, some of you are from that valley.
你们有些人都是从这些山谷里来的。
The Lord likes to answer prayer, you know.
所以主呢，就是喜欢应允祷告，你知道吗？
Now the question is, why did the Lord stop at 10?
现在就是现在问题是为什么主在十个这里就停下了？
How many were saved from Sodom and Gomorrah?
在索多玛城里有几个人得救呢？
Three.
三个。
Why did Abram stop at 10?
为什么亚伯拉罕在十个这里时候停住了？
Well, I think he had a pretty good memory, and I think he went back to to Noah and his family.
因为我认为他的记性很好，他那个回顾到那个挪亚和他的家庭。
He said, "Now there's Noah and his wife. That's two."
因为就是说现在呢没有人，就是只有两个。
And there's Noah's three sons. That's five.
所以挪亚和他的太太是两个，挪亚还有他的三个儿子，这是五个。
And there's Noah's three sons' wives. That's eight.
因为这个挪亚的三个儿媳，这就八个了。
And so.I think Abram said, "What about Lot's family?"
有人亚伯拉罕说呢，那罗德的家怎么样
？There's Lot and his wife. That's two.
这罗德和他太太这是两个。
There's Lot's sons. That's four.
这是罗德的儿子，这是四个。
There's Lot's two unmarried daughters. That's six.
就是这是两个罗德没有出嫁的女儿，这是六个。
And we'll read later aboutLot's sons-in-law, so that's his two daughters who are married, and his sons-in-law, that's ten.
所以呢，我认为呢，就是说是后面读到呢，就是他们他的没有他的女婿这样十个。
And I think Abraham might have said, "That's wonderful. There's ten in my own family."
因为我说亚伯拉罕说呢，这个太奇妙了，在我家里有十个人。
And those ten in my family, why, they're the righteous ones. They'll all, the place is saved.
所以呢，这就是我的那个家人，他们都是十个，他们都是义人。那么说，这个城市就得救了。
Do you think Lot's family were nice people?
你认为罗德的家人是那个好人吗
？I think they were.
我认为他们是。
Do you think Lot's sons-in-law were nice people?
你认为罗德的那些女婿是好人吗
？I think so.
我认为是的。
Do you think Abram thought that the Lord would preserve that family, the ten of them?
所以你认为亚伯拉罕想过，就是主会保守那个家庭，就十个人
？I think so.
我认为是。
What was wrong?
那么什么不对
？Well, these nice people in his family had sinful hearts that hadn't been committed to the Lord.And Abram didn't see anything but the outside. All he saw was the inside. He said, "I think they're pretty good." He didn't see the inside. He saw the outside.
所以，因为这些人，他们那个有罪的心还没有转向主。我认为呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他看到他们的外表，觉得外表看起来呢，他们都是些好人。但是呢，亚伯拉罕却没有看透他们的人心。
Good man, Abram.
亚伯拉罕是个好人。
He assumed good things for his family.
他假设他家里的都是好事。
They weren't true, but he loved them, and he believed that they would believe.
但是呢，就是说那确实是不是真的。但是呢，他爱他们，他呢认为他们相信他相信的。
Now let me ask the question regarding you and me.
现在让我问大家一个问题，关于你我的。
Will the Lord destroy the righteous with the wicked?
所以主会不会连义人和恶人一同摧毁了
？Do we live in a bad place?
我们是不是住在一个坏的地方呢
？Is the world a bad place?
整个世界是不是个坏的地方
？Has the Lord said He's going to judge it?
所以主有没有说他要审判
？What's going to happen in the days of Revelation?
所以在那个启示录里发生了什么
？Is there going to be terror in the world like we've never seen before？
所以这是一个极其恐怖的事情发生，我们从来没有见过的。
Yes, Will the Lord destroy the righteous with the wicked?
是会有, 那么主会, 让义人和恶人一同毁灭吗?
No.
不会。
If he's not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked, how is he going to keep from destroying the righteous?
所以呢,就是说,如果他不会将义人和恶人, 一同毁灭的话, 他怎么样保证他不摧毁义人呢?
Well, the same way as he saved Noah.
就同样的方式他拯救挪亚,
and the same way as he saved Sodom and Gomorrah, as we'll see next time.
所以是同样的方式呢,他呢,拯救了,就是在索多玛和蛾摩拉的下一次我们会...
Remember now, he's going to send the rapture, and all the Christians will rise to heaven.
所以你们大家记得,神会呢,就是哪一个教会被提,所有的基督徒呢,都会提到空中去。
To be with the Lord, and then the terrible destruction will fall on the earth from the days of prophesied Joel's day and Daniel's day, and on the prophets go, especially Revelation. The great judgment of God is going to come, but the righteous will get to go to heaven first, and then the others will be judged.
所以呢,他会把基督徒全部提到空中,然后那可怕的毁灭会降临在地球上,这就是让约珥说和但以理书,你还有启示录你所讲的,但是他在整个摧毁整个地和灭整个地下,以之前他要把所有的基督徒呢,首先呢,提到天堂去,然后再呢,审判整个地下的人。
So if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you're like Noah.
所以如果你相信了主耶稣基督,那么作为救主,那你就是挪亚,
and you're like Lot.
你像挪德亚,
and before the judgment comes, you get to go.
所以在那个审判来临之前,你会离开。
Now there are people today, many Christians today, who say that's not true.
所以有些人呢,包括很多基督徒说这样的事情不是真实的。
And they've made many mistakes concerning what the Bible says about prophecy, but they're wrong. They may be good Christians, and they may be saying good things, but the fact is, God is not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked.
所以呢,他们呢,在圣经里呢,断章取义了很多东西,他们把圣经里的很多事情呢,都理解错了。他们虽然是一些好的基督徒,但是他们却理解错了神呢, 不会的,神不会连义人和恶人一同毁灭的。Trust
the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Make sure that on Resurrection Day, you get to go to heaven in the rapture. Don't wait until. Don't pretend to wait. Make sure you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ now, so that when the rapture comes any day now, then you get to go to heaven.
所以呢,你要确保在复活的那一天,在那一天呢,你要相信,在你现在就要相信主耶稣基督为你的救主,那么是在复活那天在教会被提那一天呢,你就会被提上去,那么你就不会呢,被,就是说是,因为神不会将恶人和义人一同毁灭,所以呢,你要确保现在,今天不要就是假装你可以等,今天你就要信主,信主以后呢,确保 在那个审判降临之前,你会在教会里被提。Well,
let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you care about the righteous and the wicked.
所以主啊,我们要感谢您呢,您呢也关心义人和恶人。
And we thank you, Lord, that one day you will destroy the wicked. We're thankful that you destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord. They were a bad lot. And it's a good thing that they were set aside so they didn't affect others.
所以主要我们也感谢您呢,您有一天呢会摧毁所有的恶人。我们也感谢您呢,就是摧毁了索多玛和蛾摩拉,因为他们是一些非常坏的人,他们在那里呢,他们把很多好的事情放在一边,他们干坏事。
But we're far more thankful that you saved Lot.
所以我们更多的感激是呢,您拯救了罗德。
And we're thankful, Lord, that your promise is that you will save us from the judgment that's coming on this whole city in this whole world.
所以主啊,我们同样的感谢呢,就是在审判日的时候呢,您会把我们拯救出来从这个旧的城市,旧的世界里。
So Lord, help us to be like Noah, and warn the people of the judgment that's to come.
所以主啊，求您帮助我们，就像挪亚一样，去警告其他的人，审判要来。
And help us to rest in the promises of God.
所以让我们在神的应许里有安息，帮助我们。
And in all this and for all this, we rest and give thanks now in Jesus' name.
所以在这所有的一切里，为了这所有的一切，我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all.